The following podcast contains explicit language, which may not be suitable for all adults.
If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this podcast. You have been warned.
It's called a number two because doctors say you should do it twice a day. This is the average.
Welcome back, all you dummies. We are back with yet another episode of the Randomness Podcast.
For all you dum-dums out there.
That's right. My name is Kevin Wire.
I'm Matt Saunders.
Welcome to Randomness. All right, we're back in the studio.
I mean, you never left.
Well, it's my house.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you live in this room.
I've been down here for a while. It feels like it.
Yeah, it smells like it.
Well, that's because I have recently started the carnivore diet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And they don't shower or?
No, they don't.
Or wipe?
No, it's just living like an animal.
Oh, that makes sense. Carnivore.
Yeah. Yep.
So you're living like a T-Rex.
Yeah, down here in the basement. We got a lot of mice I can catch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your arm's too short to wipe or wash.
Yeah. So
it's cool.
You know, it's a perfect fit for me.
Yeah. I mean, I've always looked at you kind of just like a carnivore.
Yeah. Appreciate that, man. But yeah, I'm doing this carnivore diet, so we'll see how that goes.
How's your poops been?
Well, it's only been a day, so...
Oh, well, you know, it's still early.
Yeah, but I did poop really decently.
Well,
early. It was kind of liquidy.
So. Yeah, because that's leftover, you know, herbivore.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got to get rid of that.
Because you were on the herbivore diet right beforehand.
I think I was on the carnivore diet.
Oh, yeah.
I was eating carbs.
Because you were just eating cookies and bread.
Oh, just pasta. Just raw bread dough.
Yeah, it was weird. You had, like, pasta and rolls and mashed potatoes for dinner one night, and I was like,
yeah, really? I remember I put the pasta and the mashed potatoes in the roll, and I ate it like a sub sandwich.
Yeah, and you slept for a day. I mean, it was an entire day.
Yeah, I didn't feel rested either.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I felt horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what kind of made me think about changing up a little bit.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. I'll keep everybody updated.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. As long as I make it through.
Take your shirt off. Let me see your body. I said shirt.
Oh, sorry.
God, dude.
Never mind.
I know what that looks like.
Sorry. Just excited.
Yeesh.
It's got an ab on it.
It does. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's shredded up.
Well, an abscess, I guess.
Yeah.
I shortened it.
Yeah, it sounds better. Sounds cooler.
Sounds cooler if I say I have a six-pack of abs and not... six-pack of abscesses.
Yeah. Leaking.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
So, might go see a doctor about that.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Maybe. Ask them about the carnivore diet while you're there.
Yeah, maybe I will. Cool. They don't know much about diets, though.
Do they not?
Doctors, no.
Doctors don't?
No, they're like, just take pills.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Take a diet pill.
They're like, let's cut in your body and put pills in it and see what happens.
That's surgery?
Sometimes. Yeah.
I didn't know what it was.
It depends on the surgery you're having, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So, but I don't recommend that kind of surgery.
Pill injections? No.
Yeah. Something like
implants?
That. Pill implants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like time release pill implants. You know what?
Yeah, you're selling them.
I might be on this. Oh, is this another $100 idea?
Yeah. We need to have a segment just $100 idea.
You just took the idea out of my brain.
Was $100 idea segment $100 idea?
Man.
I don't know, man.
We're going to be so...
Speaking of $100 ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I saw that, you know, ladies, they have bath bombs.
Right, right.
Go in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Drop them in, they get foamy and bubbly and smelly.
What a dude's got?
Farts.
Oh, okay.
Fart bombs?
No. Bath grenades.
Yeah?
Yeah. You pull like a top off of it.
Right.
And throw it in there.
Like chunk it in before you get in?
Yeah. You got to hold it for a couple seconds and then you got to cook it and then.
Ba-doof. Nice.
Yeah.
And it comes, what, like what? Not flavor. I get, ooh, it could flavor.
Well, it'll flavor your meat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I got
you. A little seasoning.
Yep. A little marinade.
Yeah. But it could be like some cool scents.
Or like beer. And like it has like a head. Like
foams up.
Yeah. It's like you're taking a bath in a big old foamy, frothy
beer. It turns yellow.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe yeah. not that.
Yeah. Because it might look like a foamy urinal.
Yeah. Maybe that's... It could be called. That was one of the...
One of the things is foamy scents. Urinal.
Foamy urinal.
That's not a good one.
Is it not?
It's not a good scent. Huh. But maybe like just beef jerky.
Yeah. Beef jerky.
Yeah. Pine.
Yeah. Those are like mainly cigar.
Know, like cedar wood.
Yeah.
You know?
I think cigar is a good one.
Oh, that is
just
a good
come
one.
Out.
But just dirt.
Yeah. Just straight up dirt.
Yeah. You know, it's a manly smell.
Gosh.
But you're clean.
Think about back in the day, these dudes.
When? Like the 70s?
Nah, later than that. 1800s, probably.
Oh, okay.
How stinky dudes were back then.
Oh, they had to be.
They smelled like that. Dirt.
Yeah, they just, they were
backy.
The first layer on their body was just dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Even after they took a bath.
Kind of kept them warm, though. Yeah. It's like insulation.
But they had to take a bath, like, in a, like, a tin, like, bucket.
Mm-hmm. Nothing sexier than that.
Wasn't even comfortable.
You just walk in on that.
Oh. Yeah. But they were washing, like, their long johns in it at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it was laundry and bath day. They were just conserving, dude. You know how long it took to heat that water up?
Oh, yeah. Like, a kettle at a time.
Yeah.
And their wife bringing it out, dumping it in.
Mm-hmm.
Wanting to dump it on his head.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, I'm sure back then. Oof.
Yeah. Rough times for
women's
the ladies.
Rights.
Rough time for the ladies back then.
Yeah.
But bath grenades.
Not bad.
It's not a bad. Not a bad idea.
Idea.
Nobody steal it. Damn it.
Why'd you say it?
I don't know. Somebody's going to steal it now.
Somebody's going to steal it now.
What if they have them?
Bath grenades?
Yeah.
Maybe. Like Axe makes them.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Axe. Bath grenades.
Let's see. Bath grenades.
Yeah. Let's see what Google says.
For men.
Yeah. What? Man, your space bar sucks.
Foreman.
Yeah, Foreman.
God.
Men's bath bombs. Okay. The company is called Soak Your Balls.
Wow. That one disappeared. I don't know where it went.
You're lucky. Fizzy bath bomb. Oh,
cedar sage and pepper.
Sons of bitches.
Here's a man grenade blaster. Yep, there it is. It's a grenade.
You son of a bitch. Bomb Cosmetics. They're from the UK, though.
Yeah. Man grenade blaster.
Do I have a picture? Black pepper and rosemary. Oh, it's just... What?
Oh, looks you can't like pull a pin or anything. It's just a mold of a grenade.
Yeah, they just like carved it out of soap.
It's not really that cool.
Nah, it's not.
Ours would be way better.
Oh, dude.
Ours will actually explode.
Yeah, yeah. It's really, I mean, stand back for sure.
Oh, yeah. You toss it in, run behind the door.
Yeah. Basically, we're just going to like put a little scent on the outside of a real grenade.
Yeah. Like not as powerful, though. You don't want to blow your bath, though, up.
Well, we'll just get one of the old like World War II grenades. You know, they lose power over the years.
Yeah, they probably get a couple duds, but
yeah,
you know, when you get the right one, though,
it's true.
You know,
you're smelling right all night.
Everybody.
Oh,
slogan.
You be smelling right all night.
Right.
Just and then go down. Boom. Cause a grenade, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah, man.
Dang. You already wrote the commercial.
I did. You need a jingle? Slow down. Slow down.
Whoa.
Slow down. You're going to have to pay me.
Yeah. Jingles ain't free, son.
No.
Jingles ain't free.
No. I ain't going to freestyle up here in a booth like that.
Mm-mm. Nope.
No.
All right.
No.
So look for some bath grenades.
The bath grenades. Got you smelling right
all night.
Boom.
Coming to you from
Randomness Labs. All right.
If we had a Randomness Labs, we'd be so poor.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like the Acme.
Yeah, it's like the Looney Tunes Agni.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like nothing ever works,
no,
right?
It's all weird stuff.
It's kind of like...
Yeah. Oof. It's like clown shoes with like a hammer that comes out of them.
Yeah, like, for no reason.
Yeah, like, why do you need that?
Who knows?
But they have it.
Yep. But if you do need it...
Yeah, you know where to go.
It's there. So I wanted to throw something else at you.
Ah!
Not really.
Sorry.
Like, not literally.
I was ducking.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
So... I'm trying to be cooler in my older age.
About time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like wanted to start being cooler. So
yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about this? I'm going to start saying toi for two for the number two.
Noir. I'm going to start saying that for no.
Oh, well.
Say it again.
Toi.
Use it in a sentence.
I got to go take a toi.
You know what? You sold me.
A number toi.
A number toi. Sounds so fucking good.
Because it's like, it's kind of sexy almost.
A little bit, yeah.
You know? Like, that is the sexiest way to say that you have to go take a poop.
You're not wrong.
Excuse me, baby. I got to go take a number toi.
She'd probably get wet.
Probably. She wouldn't be the only one.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, my water broke too, baby. Sorry.
Yeah, that's... I've had them before.
Oh, yeah. Your water breaks. Yeah. First, you're getting, like, the contractions.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, ooh, you're man. You're like,
oh, I gotta...
Am I food pregnant?
I gotta... Somebody needs to take me to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, butthole gets wet a little.
Yep. You're like, ooh.
Water broke.
Ooh.
My water broke.
Oh, God.
You're dilated to probably, like, 8 by then.
Well...
If you can put 3 fingers in it, you're at 10. So, I mean.
Well, it's 10 size that goes.
We got a buddy.
Yeah.
Jubby's always dilated.
Jubby's continually dilated.
He's ready to drop twins.
He doesn't even know when he poops.
When he sneezes. Or if he trips.
Or he
on
stands up.
Stubs his toe.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a notorious pooper.
He is, man. He had a terrible pooping accident.
Yeah. We'll let him tell it.
Yeah.
On here, but
yeah,
that was a bad one, but he's had numerous explosions and pooped on his foot.
He'd probably be happy about us telling us.
Oh, he's going to love this episode.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jubby.
We should just call this episode, Don't Listen, Jubby.
Don't listen to Jubby. I wish we had our phone capabilities. We'd just call him right now.
We'd just call him and be like, hey man, how many times did you shit your pants that year?
Yeah.
10.
I mean, I could try it. So, yeah, we're gonna give Jubby a call right now.
I got my phone out right now.
Yep, let's see if this goes. Ooh, we got a little feedback there.
It's quite the...
Put it on speaker.
That's what worked last time, I think, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Jubby!
What's up, Jubby?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're doing the podcast live.
Well,
that's awesome.
Well...
I mean, we're live.
Yeah.
We're alive.
Well...
Oh, well, I mean... Of course.
Barely. Yeah, Kevin's barely alive.
I'm barely alive. So we're talking about poop.
Yeah, one of our favorite topics.
Yeah.
Have I got a tale for you?
Yes.
That's what we were calling for.
Yeah. The tale of
perfect.
Turdy Sanchez.
Oh, Turdy Sanchez. All right. That's an epic tale that, just like all epic tales, starts with a tragedy and ends in a tragedy. All right. Well, it starts off that, you know, I mean, I went with my good gay pigeon friend D to his father's funeral is what happened. And I went with him for this entire week. And the entire week, like, I'm a very nervous pooper anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our listeners probably know that, too.
Yeah, yeah. We've talked about it. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm in a completely unfamiliar place and, like, like, you know, it's a funeral, so, I mean, we're eating food, like, good food every day. Like, people just shoving food at you. And, like, there were several times I was like, man, I really need to poop. But every time I got to go poop, like, something happened, and, like, I was needed. So.
Right. Plus, you don't like to poop in a public place.
Yeah, you need your privacy.
No,
you like your
no,
bathroom.
I gotta have privacy.
Yeah.
Like, my poops have to be, like.
Secret.
There either has to be nobody in the bathroom.
It's secret poop time.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I mean, like, or there it has to be a one person bathroom. Almost always has to be a one person bathroom.
Yeah, right,
but
yeah.
Anyway, so I'm eating all this good food this like entire week, and every time I'm like, oh, I gotta poop, like something's happening to pull me away from my poop.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not good. Not good.
So so we're driving back with the gay pigeon D.
Right.
And
yeah.
His brother's driving the vehicle back, and we get about halfway back to D's house, and I'm like, I'm looking at him, and I'm like sweating. I'm like, dude,
oh, poop contractions,
poop so bad. We get back.
How long had it been since you pooped?
The entire week. I didn't poop entire week.
That's a long time.
I think it was 6 days, but like we could say seven, but probably six in like 20 hours.
Wow.
It was way too long.
Oh yeah.
Like normal people should not wait that long to poop.
I bet I pooped 12 times in that span.
In that amount of time. There was a day that I pooped six times in one day. So,
well, you were sick. So,
oh well, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely sickness.
Yes.
I've been there. I've been there too. But this is the opposite of that.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
This is like when turds turn into concrete.
Yeah. Okay. So you're driving back.
Yeah, so we drive back, and I'm like sweating. I'm like, we're still like an hour out.
Oh.
And I'm like, dude, I'm like, I gotta poop. I'm like, as soon as we hit your house, I was like, I'm opening the door, I'm running to the fucking bathroom and pooping. So I run in, and I'm probably in the bathroom for like a good 30, 40 minutes. And so like everybody's like, calm down. Like we're all like home. We're like, yeah, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's good. Everything's calmed down and everything, and Dee's like making a sandwich or something in the kitchen, and I finally like I'm like lifting myself off this toilet to try to get this turd to come out.
Wait.
Like, it's so intense.
You're lifting with you're lifting yourself off the toilet,
like with your hands.
With my hands, like and trying to force this thing out.
Are your feet straight out? Are your feet straight?
Yes, at times, yes.
He had to alternate. He's trying to contract his stomach.
He's taking one of those.
Every muscle in the body.
Yeah. You probably look like one of those Olympic gymnasts on the pommel horse.
Yes, I absolutely did.
He was like,
it was the poople horse.
Yes.
He's splitting, doing splits.
Oh, yeah.
You should have seen the dismount.
I mean, you should have seen when I did the backflip and landed back on my hands. It was amazing. Because I thought that would do it.
Yeah.
I thought that would jostle the turd free.
No such luck.
But it didn't do it.
No.
That, what ended up finally doing it was that I stuck a spoon. No, I'm just kidding. What ended up happening was literally somehow the shoulders of that fucking turd reached one side of my anus, I guess.
Yeah, you can say
anus. You say butthole or whatever.
Finally, it went and just fucking like it cracked the toilet. There was an earthquake. I mean, like 5.2.
If you had to guess the weight of this turd, like what would you guess? You think
I birthed a person? It was probably like a, you know, an 8.6.
That's a big,
pounds,
so big, baby.
Big baby. Broad like, shoulders, too.
Oh, yeah.
It had veins in it.
Mm. That was probably spaghetti.
Well, I mean, you named it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I looked down and went, turdy? And he looked up and went, daddy? And I went, No.
And you flushed. Oh, you didn't flush him right away.
Yeah.
No, I didn't flush him right away.
You had to show.
Because I actually was exhausted after that poop. No other action in my life besides sex and like an extreme workout has ever made me go, I have to go to sleep right now.
Oh God. You had the poop sleeps?
Oh man.
So
had to take a poop nap.
I struggled back. I pulled my pants up just enough so nobody had to see my junk. And I walked out and was like, Dee, you gotta see this.
And of course he went.
He went and took pictures of it.
Oh yeah, we went in and was like, no, this is pre camera phones and shit, so we didn't have like a camera available.
Did he draw a picture of it?
He should have.
I'm sure he's drawn little pictures of it. Like it doesn't leave his memory. I can't believe it would. It was alive.
I actually saw you maybe 10 minutes later. I showed up there. And that was the most tired I'd ever seen you look.
From the poop sweat.
Yeah, you weren't sweating by that point, but I mean, I'd seen you like split firewood and not look that tired. I mean, you looked exhausted.
I was immediately ready to go to bed. I could have fell asleep between the living room and the kitchen.
Again?
Easily.
That's your favorite place.
To sleep.
It's nice. It's a good incline.
yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right.
Well, brother, thank you for sharing the story.
Yep. With the world.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, if you guys need any other stories, you know, I've got plenty.
That's true.
Just text us back after you've had a couple more beers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will do.
Party on, brother. We love you.
Love you too, fellas.
Later. All right. Later.
All right. That was the infamous gay pigeon, Jeremy, a.k.a. Jubby.
He's getting a little straighter nowadays.
Yeah.
It's cool, man.
I know. He's got to. The other gay pigeon has a girlfriend now.
We think.
Well, I've never met her.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's real. So, other people say she's real, but I need facts.
I mean, I say ghosts are real.
Yeah.
Never seen them?
Never seen one. So, all right. We're going to take a short break for an advertisement. Put it in your ad. And we'll be right back. All right. Welcome back from that wonderful ad. So that was fun talking to Jubby. And man, can that guy paint a picture.
Yeah, dirty picture.
He's the Bob Ross of poop stories.
He is. He's even kind of like nice and calm.
I know, right?
Very sweet.
Yeah, he's super sweet.
Yeah.
Yep.
But speaking of Bob Ross, though, I actually, he came up for some reason on my YouTube stuff.
Well, because
I mean, it's Bob Ross.
Because you look at Bob Ross videos all the time.
Okay, I'm obsessed with Bob Ross.
Yeah.
But like was he high all the time? Is that what was going on?
Or was he low? Like, I don't know. Like,
he was just so,
like,
is that him all the time?
Maybe.
Like, he's just always just, hey,
I mean, he's,
I'm Bob Ross.
Super peaceful. And
happy little tree.
Yeah. This is here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I guess if you paint like that all the time, you just have no
anger.
Stress.
No
you
anger issues.
You just
yeah.
bring out all your stuff's out in the open.
But what if he has like a brother that can't paint and he's just pissed all the time? It's just mad.
This is his brother. Like, his family's just like,
opposite.
Yeah. Like, Bob Ross is like the family jewel. Like, everybody likes him.
Oh, yeah.
But his brother, Todd.
Todd Ross. Todd Ross. Two Ds.
Yeah. The douchebag Todd.
He's a double douche.
Yeah.
Double D douche.
The double D douche. Ross.
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Like, could you imagine if, like, he had his own show or, like, he had a... he just had to, like, fill in.
He filled in for Bob Ross
one
time.
Like, Bob got sick or, like, the one time he got sick or got too hot. No, I don't know.
He's like, this is too much acid.
They're like, PBS is like, what are we going to do?
Get his brother. They look exactly the same. They, like, look real similar.
Yeah. Like, he could totally do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I wonder what that would be like.
Huh.
Probably like this. Coming up next on PBS Sunday Morning, The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross.
Hey, I'm Todd Ross. Filling in for my brother Bob. Let's get to painting, you fuckers. Let's see what kind of queer shit my pussy ass brother was gonna paint today. Cabin by a lake? Really? It's like a homo shit. Alright, we're gonna paint what I wanna paint today. We're gonna paint a damp, dirty alleyway with a dumpster fire and a dead hooker. Alright, you virgin bitches. Let go of your dicks. Grab your paintbrushes. It's time to get started. Alright, assholes. We're going to start out with probably a hobo over here in the corner taking a big Well, my brother would probably do some ass bunny rabbit or some shit over here. But I want you guys to really mix in the brown in this and bring out that color of shit on the ground. Use hard fucking brush strokes on this one. I really want you to capture this bitch's death. So now that we're done with that fucking waste of a bitch, let's move on to the goddamn dumpster fire. Alright, let me step back and check this out, what we have so far. God damn, that's good. Fuck Bob. These assholes should have been hiring my ass this whole time. Fuck them.
Due to technical difficulties, we will be showing last week's episode of Bob Ross's Joy of Painting. Please don't sue us. I mean, I guess it would sound something like that.
Yeah. Todd's a pecker.
He's a pecker.
You call him a pecker. God, I need to start calling people peckers more.
He's a pebleeper.
A pebleeper. Yeah. Okay, so some of those bleeps didn't cover the whole word. No, but you know
or
what?
Any of the words.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. I want to do this new segment called...
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Questions for Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah. I mean, this is you doing it. Obviously, sorry, we can
just,
tell.
Yeah, okay.
We can tell you're just in the microphone.
I'm excited.
It was good though. Yeah. It was pretty good. Okay, so
lay it on me.
You have kids. You've seen nursery rhymes. You've read the books. Okay.
Okay. All true so far.
Okay. So Little Miss Muffet.
Yes.
Sat on her tuffet.
Yes.
Eating her curds and whey.
Right.
Why didn't they just say, sat on a stool, eating her oatmeal?
Okay. First, it doesn't rhyme.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
You got a rhyme in a nursery rhyme.
Oh, that's what I was missing.
Yeah, yeah. See,
this is why I ask you, because you've been around, man.
You know, I question the same.
You're old.
I question older
than me.
Yep. I question the same things until I got I delved. Did you delve? I delve.
Some eggs? You delved some eggs?
I love some deviled eggs.
Damn, I love deviled eggs.
When I would delve into the... you know, the history and the lore of all these nursery rhymes.
They're pretty sick.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Yeah.
But the main thing is they had to rhyme. So
it was right in front of me, though. They're called nursery rhymes.
Well, you know, when you have a new kid, you're tired. You don't pick up on a lot of those subtleties.
Just not thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
another question.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. Little Miss Muffet
sat
on her tuffet.
Yes.
Is her tuffet her ass?
No.
It's not?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's her vagina.
Oh.
Yeah, she sits weird.
So she sits just leaning real hard to the front.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, she's a little puffy down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, tuffet sounds kind of a puffet. Puffy.
When you eat all those curds and whey.
Oh.
That's where it goes.
Your vagina.
Yeah. You know, that was an edited verse that they had in there. It was, you know, she eats her curds and whey. And all goes to her vajayjay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So they cut that out because it wasn't child friendly.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a lot of them come from overseas, you know, right, like they're English.
Yeah. And the translation doesn't always work.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
From English to English.
Yeah. From English to English. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's a hard translation.
Okay. Next question.
Right.
Why does everyone that has a truck back into a parking spot? Why? Every single time they back into a parking spot.
Yeah, it's part of the entire douche package.
Yeah, yeah. Is it a dominance thing?
No.
Like they're just like,
no, you have to. Like when you buy a truck, you sign a contract that says that you'll, you know, park in an entirely too small parking spot.
Yep. A little bit over too far to one side.
Yeah. And you'll back in.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it'll take you 15 minutes to back in.
Yep. And you don't care about anybody else around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pulled into work and was getting out of my car. I was like starting to open the door.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh man, this guy in a truck is backing into this parking spot.
Yeah.
He's backing in halfway, pulled back out, backed in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be late for work.
I will tell you one thing. I bet if you asked him why he did it, he would say, well,
he'd say, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Spit on the ground.
He'd say, it's because I can, asshole.
It's America, bitch.
No, but it's almost the same reason when people pull into in a parking lot when you have like aisles that go opposite directions, you know, up,
yeah.
You know, one way aisles, right?
Yeah. They go down and up or up and down.
Well, no, they'll come in the right way and then they'll pull in a parking spot, but then they'll pull up to
all the way through.
Yeah. All the way through. So they're facing the wrong direction
to pull out.
Yeah. And I've asked people before, and it's probably the same thing with the truck, is that they say, well, I don't like to back out of a space. It's too hard to back out. I can't see. Yeah. But now they got to pull out.
And around.
Yeah, they got to make a big wide right turn. And then if they have a huge truck doing the same thing.
Oh, they're scraping people.
They can't get it. They can't. So people try to make things easier, but they just make them harder.
Yeah. You know what? This is why we started this segment.
Yeah. I have a lot of
knowledge.
Okay.
Wait, where were you going with that?
This sounds good.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, okay. I like yours better.
All right. Next question. Stop doing that. It's just you doing that, dude.
Sorry. I had something in my throat. It was a...
It was a crowd applauding.
Yeah, I have a big throat.
It's large in there. Good acoustics, though.
I know, right? You used to sing into it.
Huh. Gary, come here. And now you're not going to get me like that again.
Damn, you are learning.
Okay, next question. What is the largest animal that you could kill with your bare hands?
Just
one-on-one fight, man.
It's a God.
That's rough.
That's a rough one because, I mean, a big animal is not necessarily the hardest animal to fight.
This is true.
You know?
That's true.
Like, I think I could take a sloth.
Dude, what is your obsession with sloths, dude?
I love sloths.
You want to bang them? You want to kill them?
I'd never murder a sloth. Never.
God.
Now, maybe a koala.
Fuck them things.
They
got chlamydia.
They all got chlamydia.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to go fight a chlamydia bear.
Nah.
No,
that's what they should be called. Yeah.
Didn't they call it the chlamydia? Didn't they call it the clap?
I think.
Like, isn't that the slang term for it?
Yeah. Why, though?
I don't know.
The clap. Why do they call it the clap?
Because nobody could say chlamydia.
The clapmydia.
Yeah.
They thought it was short for...
For chlamydia.
They couldn't just call it clam. They could. I got the clam.
Well, clam was a...
Well, you got it from the
you
clam.
You got it from a clam. Oh, man, that is a tough one.
Tough question.
When birds get too big, they're hard to fight.
Yeah. Well, because you just waste all your energy just swinging into the air.
Yeah. Well, man, I'll go ostrich or something like that.
Oh, you're talking about a land bird.
Oh, yeah.
Ground bird.
Like, I could probably fuck up a penguin.
Yeah.
You know.
In the water, though.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. They're like, talking water.
They're like a torpedo.
That's a hard question.
You can go out and kill some animals.
Like, I mean, I think like groundhogs or something like that. Yeah. I'll have to get back to you.
Go try to kill stuff. Yeah. And just see.
There ain't much around here. I mean, I got squirrels and cats and.
I mean, a house cat would be a tough fight.
I fucked up that frog that time.
It came back though.
It did. It went home. Wasn't even injured, really.
No. So. You threw it, and it was like it hopped really far. He's like, I'm built for this.
Yeah, he was like, well, I'm over here now.
Look at these legs. I'm supposed to land from high up.
He was like, man, that would have taken me a while to get over here. Thanks.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. So.
All right, you can get back to me on that.
Yeah, all right. I'll think about that. That was a good question.
And this question, to end it all.
Yep.
You still not drinking?
No. It's awful.
What the fuck, dude?
Well, you know what? I took one drink, about a shot of this mead.
Was it non-alcoholic liquor?
No, it was not a gin and juice pouch, but it was a mead. It was pretty stout. It was 19% alcohol.
It's pretty good for mead. That's pretty good.
It was super sweet.
Mm.
I guess it's the original recipe.
Did it get you super drunk?
The one shot, yeah.
Because you haven't drank
in a while. I haven't drank for a while. But no, it was good. It was called something blood. Dragon's blood? No.
Viking
blood with one O.
Blod.
Blod. So it was like vampires.
Viking blod.
I say blod.
That's scary, dude. I can't believe you drank that. Have you like felt any? Your teeth are a little.
Gone?
Sharper.
Yeah.
No, a little sharper.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was decent.
You've been on
the
carnivore diet ever since, though. This is I'm starting to put it together. You had blood. You had the taste of blood.
I tasted the blood, and I want more blood. I'm going to eat a bear.
Yeah, maybe not a bear.
Do all vampires sound Russian?
They're just from that part of the world where they originated.
It's Transylvania, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That area, Romania.
Mm-hmm.
And those areas, they all sound the same, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. But
you think, like, talking about vampires, you know, they're still vampires today, you think?
I mean, people that just are weird and drink blood?
No, like real vampires. Like there used to be.
Oh.
Like, you know. But if there were, do you think they would be like, do you think they'd be gay vampires?
Probably, yeah.
Or were vampires always gay?
I mean, they're super sexual. I think they're just like, I'll suck anything.
Yeah. Like, what if the first vampire, like, was just super confused about it? You know what I mean? It's just like at a bar.
Like trying to pick up somebody?
Yeah, like maybe he's like, I think I like men.
I think I like dudes.
Yes. He's handsome, but he's nervous.
Real bad at it.
Yeah, he's super nervous about it. And he's like, hey, what's up, homie?
They didn't say homie back then.
I don't know, yeah.
Maybe they did. Maybe it originated with
him. Maybe it did, but yeah, like, you think they would screw it up, like, being real nervous?
Like every other guy does.
Yeah, like, just talking to a girl, but he's like, trying to hook up with a dude for the first time.
I want to suck your dick blood. Your dick blood.
I want to suck your dick. No, your blood. Your dick blood.
Your dick blood.
Never mind.
Never mind. And then the guy was like kind of into it.
Yeah, like, he was like, what?
Oh, what?
Yeah, come back, Vlad.
Come back here, man.
Yeah, Vlad. I'm into it.
Impale me. Come on, Vlad, impale me.
Impale me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I thought about that.
But, I don't know. It was great.
Probably because I wrote it down on this note.
That's what that
is. It just says gay vampire. I did not know that it would work into this episode.
You write notes?
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere.
I've been drawing Todd Ross pictures over here.
Bet he's sexy. All right. I think gay vampires is a good place to wrap up.
Probably.
An episode.
Probably.
So we're going to get off of here and I think we're going to
go watch some fights.
Go watch some fights. And then we're going to come back and do those two guys.
Our other podcast.
The other podcast where we do gooder things.
Yeah, we try to be a little more serious, but yeah, not too much.
Tune in to that one if you want a completely different experience.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Yeah, so, all right. As always, thanks for listening, dummies.
Yeah, later, guys.
Later.